All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to have you with us, loves. Hope you had a good weekend. I know last night didn't exactly work out the way people in Buffalo wanted it to work out, but had the opportunity to hang out with some very nice people like Mike and Mandy, a couple of local musicians, and a couple of guys at the little restaurant I happen to frequent who said, I said, gentlemen, could I have your chair, please? Because nobody's using it. Might I impose on you to have your chair? And they said, as long as you mention us on the radio. And I said, okay, can I talk about the two married fellas I saw at the bar? And I realized, you know, I don't know these guys, and I don't know what kind of a sense of humor they have, so I got to get ready to run real fast. But they were cool. Everybody was cool. It's a nice place. I mean, not like a nice – it's not like a dress-up place or anything like that, but it was fun. I must confess, though, that the mood of the establishment was not exactly one of positivity directed at the Buffalo Bills. And there were, quite frankly, a lot of comments made to the effect of, hey, did you hear that sound? What sound was that? That was the sound of the Bills playoff, the Bills Super Bowl window being closed for about another 10 years. And that was a little bit depressing, not going to lie, because, hey, look, just once in my life, just once in your life, even if you're not a big sports fan, wouldn't it be nice if the final playoff game one of our teams played, except the Bandits, because they seem to get it done when they have to, wouldn't it be nice if just one of the final playoffs games were one where we actually won and there was a big parade on Delaware Avenue? Now, with that being said, let's face facts here. Let's say the Bills win the Super Bowl. Let's say that the Sabres win the Stanley Cup all in the same year. Your life is not going to change. You're not going to get a piece of the action. You're not going to get your beak wetted whatsoever. People involved, they'll be getting some nice big bonuses in all likelihood, but in terms of you, your life remains the same. You'll go to work the next day, and that's that. But, hey, it's entertainment. It is entertainment. We have so many things here to get into, and one of the things that, you know, I don't even like to bring up stuff like this because, frankly, pedophilia is a real... I can't think of many things that disgust me as much as pedophilia. That is to say, relations of an intimate nature with a minor, M-I-N-O-R. And Steve Pidgeon, as an attorney, should know that a minor is deemed by the law as incapable of being able to offer consent. If you are a minor, the law says you don't have it within you to offer consent. And just going to WBEN.com, the former Erie County Democratic Party chairman, Steve Pidgeon, has pleaded guilty to sexual abuse of a child. The abuse happened in 2016. The guilty plea came before the case was to go to trial. And I hate talking about stuff like this. I was never abused or anything like that, but I know people who were, men and women. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, if you were the victim of an abuser, you know that your life was never the same. And I'm not trying to be overly dramatic here or use hyperbole, but a child who is sexually abused has a long road ahead of them in terms of recovery. It's one of the most loathsome, despicable, horrible acts that anybody can commit. And frankly,
whether it's Steve Pidgeon or Ronald Reagan, anybody who engages in that kind of behavior, I have to admit that my mind heads toward a medieval solution to that problem. And I'm not exaggerating. I take it that seriously. Because, like many of you, although it didn't happen to me personally, it happened to people I know and people to whom I've been very close. And look, I may be a libertine and a bohemian in my adult life, but what adults do and consent to do is a totally different situation than children. Children need to be protected at all possible costs, because you're talking about taking somebody's innocence away. And I know in this day and age, it's very difficult to maintain innocence with everything that's out there on the internet. I mean, stuff that kids can watch today on the internet, when you and I were growing up, you had to go to a real sleazy place to see that stuff. Now it's right in your living room. But let me just get back to the story at WBEN.com. Between November and December 2016, Steve Pidgeon subjected a child who was less than 11 years old. Less than 11 years old. To sexual contact at a location in Erie County. The victim was known to Pidgeon. The victim is said to have been 9 years old at the time. Steve Pidgeon faces a maximum. This is a maximum. And I've got a big problem with this being a maximum sentence for such a heinous, despicable, loathsome act. Faces a maximum of 7 years in prison when he is sentenced on Friday, December 22nd, at 9:30 in the morning. He continues to be released on his own recognizance. A temporary order of protection issued on behalf of the victim that remains in effect. We have every bit of information posted at WBEN.com. And no, this is not Steve Pidgeon's first brush with the law. Pidgeon had pleaded guilty in 2018 to bribing a judge with hockey tickets in exchange for favors in legal cases. Pidgeon was also sentenced to 4 months in prison for his role in directing an illegal campaign contribution to then-Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign. This story continues to develop. It continues to unfold. Tom Puckett is going to have more on it during the news coming up from Buffalo's Evening News from 6 to 7 on News Radio 930 WBEN. I wasn't going to actually throw this out as a question, but I feel I need to because, again, look, I'm a consenting adult, and you're a consenting adult, and you can do whatever you want to do with other consenting adults within, obviously, the legal framework that we have established for such intimate connections. But we're talking about different planets when we talk about consenting adults versus children. And the idea that somebody like Steve Pidgeon, and I don't care if Steve Pidgeon is a conservative Republican. He's not. He's a liberal Democrat. But that's immaterial, because if he was a conservative Republican, I'd feel the same way. Probably maybe even angrier. This disgusts me at a level that I don't even think I can properly articulate without throwing in some words that would get me some substantial fines from the FCC. That's how strongly I feel about people who molest children. The victim in this case, was 9 years old. 9 years old. What kind of a devil, what kind of a demon do you have to be to get your rocks off with a 9-year-old child? That is so beyond sick. I don't understand it. I'm kind of glad I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I've never understood it, and I'm never going to understand it. I'm kind of glad about that, because I don't want to understand that kind of sickness, that kind of criminality, because sickness is almost exculpatory. He did it as an adult. He knew what he was doing. He's a lawyer. He really should have known what he was doing. And the whole thing is just disgusting beyond words. And, you know, it's not as though, how do I say this? Because I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but I feel like I've got to say something along these lines. When you have money and you have power and you have celebrity, it's really easy to find consenting adults with whom to have consenting adult fun. This isn't consenting adult fun. This is a crime. And it's one of the worst crimes any human being can perpetrate on another human being. And I have to ask you, is 7 years as a maximum sentence really enough for a guy who is having sex, by his own admission, with a 9-year-old child? Let me tell you something. What I think ought to happen to Steve Pigeon? First of all, I think he ought to have it cut off. Secondly, I think he should be in prison the rest of his life with no possibility of parole. And let's see how he enjoys being a non-consenting victim of a predator behind bars. I'm disgusted. I'm beyond disgusted. And I can't be, if I'm the only one who's disgusted by this, we got a major problem. I had not planned on going down this road. And I'm going to get some other topics in before 6 o'clock. Although I believe this is a very serious topic. You don't have sex with 9-year-old children. What is so difficult to understand about that very basic concept? This, in my opinion, is a crime that is as bad as murder. And I'll tell you something, maybe you can relate. Maybe you were a victim, as so many people I know were victims of being sexually assaulted when they were children, almost always by somebody known to them or known to the family. You want to tell me how much time in prison this kind of an outrage against humanity should get you? Because I want to, does anybody out there agree or disagree with the idea that if an adult is engaged in sexual behavior with a 9-year-old child, they should never see the light of day again? Ever. Life, no parole, done. We don't ever want to see your face ever again. You can rot away in a prison cell. How anybody who is an adult can abuse whatever power, charm, or charisma they have to be with a 9-year-old child sexually? That's a world I don't ever want to understand, but I do know this much. In my world, if I could write the law, if I could write the punishment, this bastard would never be out again. And the only punishment that he would, well, that's going to get me into trouble. Let's just suffice it to say, I feel very strongly about this. Am I being too difficult on Steve Pidgeon or any other individual who chooses a 9-year-old as the victim in a sexual act? And by definition, you are a victim if you are 9 years old and subjected to sexual behavior by an adult. The law says so, and I say so. 9-year-olds are incapable of giving consent. I mean, that's just, that almost should even go without saying. But a situation like this where you've got such a prominent man who is engaging in sexual behavior with a 9-year-old child, tell me why you think he ought to see the light of day again. I don't think he should ever see the light of day again outside of a jail cell, outside of a prison cell. And you know what else? I'd put him into general population, and I'd make sure that everybody knew why he was there. See how he likes being powerless. See how he likes being a victim of somebody who, hey, it's there. I'm going to take it while I got it. Disgusting. This is a developing story. We will have more on it during the news. Buffalo's Evening News, 6 to 7 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I got to tell you something. This is not a political thing with me. This is a crime, pure and simple. And it is a disgusting, filthy, heinous crime. You think, tell me how much time you think this individual should get. He pleaded guilty. That's not even in debate. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And please understand, what you're hearing is not some hyperbolized emotion for radio shock value. What you're hearing is a guy who, like you, knows a lot of people who had their childhood and their innocence robbed from them by people like Steve Pidgeon. And I know, not from personal experience, but from stories from friends, the pain never goes away. It doesn't matter whether you become a multimillionaire small business owner. Doesn't matter whether you've got a Rolls Royce and your own jet airplane. That stays with you until the day you die. You engage in something. You are the victim of something like this. Your life is going to be difficult. All right, stay with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm very angry.
An ice scraper? It makes sense. We were just talking about ice scrapers and snow brushes. Hello, my loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And, you know, I'm just so incredibly angry. And I'm so incredibly disgusted by this Steve Pidgeon story. And I didn't plan on going here because I know that whenever this subject comes up, I don't think there's enough water in Lake Erie to wash myself clean after I do it on the air. Steve Pidgeon used to be the head of the Erie County Democrat Party. Steve Pidgeon, we now know, is a child molester. Pidgeon pleads guilty to child sex abuse.
Now, this guy, he's a real piece of work. He already had been sentenced in a bribery case involving a judge who sold out pretty easy for some hockey tickets. So the story at WBEN.com, and this is a continuing story which we will update, the former head of the Erie County Democratic Party in Erie County, Steve Pigeon, has pleaded guilty to sexual abuse of a child. Happened in 2016. The plea came before the case was to go to trial. And you heard the Erie County DA, John Flynn, referencing the fact that the plea was acceptable to the victim and the victim's family, because how would you like to have to, I mean, just put yourself in the victim's shoes. How would you like to have to relive those moments of fear and shame and horror and terror in a courtroom? You'll find this to be the case in a lot of situations involving child sexual abuse. You'll find it to be the case in a lot of cases where someone is very, very concerned that even though they are not a criminal and they did absolutely nothing wrong as a 9-year-old, what kind of judgment do you have as a 9-year-old? They didn't do anything wrong. This child was abused by a man who, I can't even call somebody like this a man, by this scumbag, Steve Pigeon. And I think that's actually being overgenerous in a description of Steve Pigeon. And by the way, not to make this political, but where are all the calls for anybody who ever received an endorsement or assistance from Steve Pigeon? Where are all the calls to repudiate Steve Pigeon's actions? I really don't like bringing this show down political alley. I truly don't. But I don't think that I'm paranoid when I say, you know what? If this was a conservative Republican, everybody who had ever accepted an endorsement or a dollar or a drink from Steve Pigeon would be forced to go in front of the cameras and say, I accepted X, Y, and Z from Steve Pigeon, and I condemn 100% what he has done. Where are these calls when it comes to Steve Pigeon? Have they been as plentiful as they might have been under different circumstances? 9 years old. The victim is said to have been 9 years old at the time the abuse took place. And here's where your jaw may very well hit the floor. For destroying the childhood of a 9-year-old girl, Steve Pigeon faces a maximum of 7 years in prison. He will be sentenced the Friday before Christmas. He continues to be roaming the streets, or released anyway, on his own recognizance, and a temporary order of protection issued on behalf of the victim. That is going to remain in effect. My question to you is, should anybody who sexually abuses a 9-year-old ever see the light of day again? And as part of this plea, this guilty plea, Steve Pigeon gets a maximum of 9 years. I just want to make sure I got that correct. Hold on. The victim was 7 years. I beg your pardon. The victim was 9 years of age, and the total prison time Steve Pigeon might see is 7 years. So you add in good time to that, And you're looking at probably 5.5 years is what he will do in all likelihood for destroying the life of another human being. He didn't murder the child, but he took away that child's innocence, the self-esteem issues which a victim of child sexual assault must deal with for the remainder of his or her life do not go away. And I know some very prominent people who have been victims of child sexual abuse. And if you think that all of the fancy cars and all of the fancy wristwatches and all of the adoration from the public does anything to wash that stain, which the victim is not responsible for at all, you're sadly, sadly mistaken. This leaves a mark that never goes away. And 7 years, that's not even a beginning. 7 years? How about 700 years? How about 70 years? You tell me what's right in this situation. Whether it's Steve Pidgeon or anybody else, the fact that it's Steve Pidgeon, how does a man with his educational background, there's no redemption for this man. This man should never see the light of day again, ever. Here's Mary in South Buffalo. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. If you could just get off a speaker, I'd be forever in your debt.
Pardon me?
If you could just get off the speakerphone, I'd be forever in your debt.
Oh, then you can owe me big time.
All right, so it just makes it easier for you to hear, that's all.
Can you hear me?
Much better, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. This subject is vile. I don't even like to hear his name. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be my comment, so I'm not going to keep you long. But I don't think that this evil coward, dirtbag, is going to even make it to jail. I think he's going to do himself out, because he knows he'll never make it in there without something happening to him.
Well, I don't. I can't look into the future and see which seeds will grow and which will not. But I would say that I do not believe it would be any great loss to society, because I do know that child molesters, child sexual abusers, have a very high rate of recidivism. And I've heard it said that once a child molester, always a child molester.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with you about putting him in a general population. Let him go and do the dance. Let him see what it's like for what he did to that child. I think he totally deserves anything and everything that he has coming to him. And I don't know if this is wrong to say on the radio, but...
Well, if you don't know it, then don't say it.
Okay, I'll just say he had enough money to go and find somebody to pay to do something.
Oh, you know what, Mary? That was fine, what you just said. Look, one thing that people should understand is that, I get very emotional talking about this, and the emotion is anger, and the other emotion mm-hmm. is profound sadness over this human being that was molested by Steve Pidgeon. And I have very little, in fact, I have no tolerance for this whatsoever. But look, you're Steve Pidgeon. You are a local celebrity. You have power. You have money. And I mentioned this earlier. Look, it's really easy to engage in anything you want to engage in with consenting adults, okay?
Yes.
It's out there. There's this isn't about sex. It's about power. It's about a crime. It's about one of the most heinous crimes. This is like torturing somebody in slow motion, what Steve Pidgeon did.
Yes, absolutely. And ruined somebody's life and a family for the rest of their lives.
Yes, because people who have been through this, my dear, it takes so much to be able to deal with it. And if I didn't know so many people who have been in this position, maybe I wouldn't be so emotional about it. But I know, and I'm sure you know, and everybody listening knows at least one person, sadly, tragically, who has been the victim of child sexual abuse. And
yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do. And it is a heinous crime. And I just, for anything, you know, or I'm so happy that you brought this up for people to listen to, because I think you're going to help other people come forward and say that what happened to them. And I think this, anybody that's listening to your show right now, please get help. Offer help. Ask your child. Sometimes they're scared. Ask somebody. Talk to somebody.
Absolutely. You know what? I would not be pretentious enough to, I mean, I hope that people who have been in this situation, even if it was 50 years ago, seek the necessary help. But when I find out, Mary, that Steve Pidgeon, the maximum he's going to do is 7 years, and you add good time into that, you're probably looking at five and a half years. 5.5 years for destroying the life of a child. It's, to me, that's just, and that is just insult piled onto injury.
Absolutely. And he's still out there. You know, that's a sad point too. He was just, found guilty, but he's still out there.
No, he pleaded guilty. He pleaded guilty.
Oh yeah. He pleaded guilty to save all the time for what he did wrong. There's worse things. I wish I could swear over the radio, but I can't.
My dear, I could not agree with you more. I thank you for not swearing on the radio, my love. But believe me, every word you can think of should be applied to this man, and then a few more that I haven't even invented yet. Thank you very much, Maria. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Tom. You are amazing. Keep up the great work. And by the way, Tanner, good guy.
Oh, Tanner Saunders is more than adequate for this job, yes.
Yes, he is.
No, Tanner's awesome. We love Tanner here at the radio station.
He's great.
Thank you.
He's great.
Yep.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you kindly. This isn't a question of my being super. This is just a question of basic humanity. You don't have sex with 9-year-old children. I shouldn't even have to say this. The law shouldn't even have to say this. But apparently it has to be said. And I hope they throw the book at Steve Pidgeon. I hope they make an example of him. I'm beyond disgusted by this Steve Pidgeon story. And look, I mean, if you listen to the show, you know that I really don't have any sexual hang-ups. And what people do as consenting adults, people do as consenting adults. I got nothing to say about that. Whatever, you know. You start bringing children into that equation, and I start thinking about blowtorches and baseball bats. Here is Cynthia in Buffalo on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just wondering if possibly you could find out maybe for tomorrow. I know you're running short on time now, but I would like to know who gave him this deal, this 7 years.
Well, anytime you've got a deal like this and a case like this, the family and the victim have a very big say in it. And the reason is because you don't want to re-victimize the victim by making them recount everything that happened to them during the assault. I can't even call it sex, the assault.
Exactly.
And you don't want to do that, and that's the way the system is set up, and it's actually set up to be of benefit to the victim. Because I know grown men who cry, and these are big dudes who cry when they recount what happened to them at the hands of adult authority figures.
Oh, it's just, I just can't believe that the deal to such a terrible, terrible crime and that little.
I know it's counterintuitive, my love, but it's actually for the benefit of the victim in a situation like this.
Well, I couldn't stop thinking about it because
I know.
We have our illustrious district attorney who's on TV boasting about how he's going to get everybody and they're all going to pay and we're going to catch them. And then this makes headline news today. And I can't be the only one thinking this.
Well, no, but I mean, he is acting no different than any other DA in any other jurisdiction would be acting. And the idea is this kind of a deal makes having the victim be re-victimized by being cross-examined. There are reasons why. I mean, honestly, if I was the kid's parent, I would probably sign off on the deal as well to avoid further trauma. And who knows? I might make contact with people, on the inside, and whatever happens, happens. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call. Of course, in no way, shape, or form would I encourage anybody to break any laws or to act in any extra legal fashion. Guys, I wish I had time to take more of your phone calls, and I have to tell you, I don't like talking about this stuff at all. It makes me want to puke, and I'm going to take a really hot shower the minute I get off the air, because take this real seriously. Take the innocence of a child, because you're Steve Pigeon. 7 years, it's not nearly enough time. But if it saved further victimization of the child involved by not having to be cross-examined, you got to make the call. Thank you for the calls, and I'm sorry I couldn't end on more of a happy note, but there's nothing happy about this. I'm disgusted.